Hey everybody, welcome to the Toncast. I'm very special guest, Todd Robert Anderson. This is episode 59 of the Toncast. I do have something to talk about today. I went to a university in the early 90s. Called NYU, which is short for New York University. It was a private university in the public service. That's what their tagline was. I went to acting. It was a school that was famous for its film program, its movie program. It was affiliated with a lot of the big acting studios in New York. So you could take acting classes at Adler or Strasberg or at the place that I went to, which was called Circle in the Square, which was, as they said it, it was a smorgasbord of technique and different acting philosophies. All of it was fine. I did learn about my craft. I'm not going to say I learned nothing. I did. I, of course, applied myself because I'm a type A personality, and I have a hard time being lazy and letting go. Now that I'm middle-aged, I'm working really hard to become lazy and not care, not try, I'm failing at that because, I've been trying for so long, and I've been trying so hard for so long. And so often in life, when you let something go, that's when it comes to you. So I've been working on trying to let go of all I want as an actor in order for it to come to me, which is sort of a kind of a weird Murphy's Law infused way of thinking magically. So I know it's nonsense, but I don't know. I don't know. I don't even know why I'm telling you this. The important thing is here that I went to NYU. And I did learn things. But ultimately, when I left NYU, I was a little disappointed with the program. In retrospect, one of the things you realize, and I would imagine a lot of people who go to acting class, acting school, certainly universities of any kind, walk away kind of feeling a little bit duped, because there are no programs, to my knowledge, that actually explain to you how to find gainful employment. In a lot of other professions, universities will assist you in job placement. A lot of them, I imagine, fail miserably now because of the job market, but at least they try. NYU, as far as their film school, their arts program, certainly did not. They teach you the craft, and then you graduate, and you have a diploma that says you majored in acting, and you graduated, in my case, with honors. And it does you absolutely no good. And it's something I know a lot of NYU alumni who I'm friends with have written to the institution to try and get them to sort of start employing that into their curriculum. So I have never been to an alumni event for NYU. For a long time, I was getting calls and letters from the school asking me for money. And as I was discussing with a friend of mine the other day, I don't feel that I have gotten, at least as far as finances are concerned, enough back from my profession as a trained professional to warrant some sort of university pride and wanting to give them money. So, until I've gotten enough money from my profession and feel like NYU somehow had something to do with that, then, you know, I'm going to keep my money for myself. And if I do give it away, it'll be to a more charitable organization, not a university trying to scam me out of even more money than they already did. Now, I don't want to start sounding bitter here. Cause you know, there was a lot that was wonderful about New York University. First and foremost, it was in New York City. And New York City is if you're gonna live in New York, you should be rich, ludicrously rich, or if you'd rather, be a student. Who is still an undergrad student whose parents are paying for your education, because it's quite a wonderful city when you are in college. So I learned a lot on the streets, as it were, about life coming from a small town. You can imagine the shock to my system going from a tiny town. The high school graduating class of 86 students in a public school. That's how small the town was. And we shared a high school with the town next door. So it was two small towns together to try and create any sort of student body. But there were a lot of trees where I grew up, and it was cows, horses, peacocks, those sorts of things. And that's where I grew up. And then boom, I was in the concrete jungle. And it was for me, it was Oz, you know, that wonder that Dorothy feels when she gets to Oz, which was absent, I thought, from James Franco in the new Oz movie. He just sort of falls out of his balloon into a magical land, and meh, he's just there. It's magical. Whatever. I need to get out of here. Not a sort of, holy mackerel, I just went from black and white to color. For me, I was more Dorothy than Oz. And I was not wearing a dress, but other people in New York were, that were male, which is good and great. I'm all for it. And I actually took part in a drag pageant at one point at NYU. So these are the wonderful things that NYU was. But mostly the thing that was wonderful about it was in New York. And there was a lot of stand-up comedy and music and small theater all around for me to go and soak in and in some cases try to be a part of, and many, many failures that were all as wonderful as the few successes that I had as an artist. And make no mistake, I'm not being negative about my output. I think most artists truly, if you really think about it, just have a few genuine successes as artists, and the rest of the time, you know, spinning your wheels. And if you can get paid to spin your wheels, that's fantastic. Then you can have a career like Sam Jackson, who has appeared in movies as amazing as take your pick, Pulp Fiction. Wow, he's made so many bad movies, I have a hard time thinking of the good ones. Isn't that funny? But anyway, you know, while he's in great movies, he's also in not such good movies. He gets paid either way. So when he's successful, he's amazing. And he's always certainly serviceable and fun on some level. But, you know, I don't think his work in The Spirit which is a comic book movie most people have forgotten about from 2008, directed by Frank Miller. All I'm saying is an artist doesn't have as many successes, artful successes, as failures. I think that's normal, and I think that's great. And if you can get paid, you get paid either way these days. You don't get paid according to, you know, oh, that was really good, so you're going to get this money, or that was really bad, so we're not going to give you money. They get money. You know, people enjoy stars, and in many cases, they just want to go and support the star because they're fun, even when they fail. So what I'm saying is, you know, I'm not saying I was a bad actor, but I was in many disastrous productions, and some actually great ones when I was at NYU. So there was a lot of great experience there, but again, you know, it was all about struggling with craft, and the realities of making money were not hassled with. There probably realistically should have been a number of courses on how to wait tables, or how to do data entry, or any number of things that would create a skill set in an actor that they could use for survival jobs. So, and in waiting tables, certainly in New York and LA, they're very competitive jobs because there's a lot of actors and other folk who like that kind of work. So, you know, there should be a course in that taught at any acting school, how to wait tables. I'm not even kidding. That's practical. And then also just how to actually navigate your way through the business. I have a little bit more understanding than I did when I graduated in 1994, 19 years ago. Oh, that just hurt. It hurt. It stung so much to say that. That hurt so much. But in any event, yeah, it's been almost 20 years. And this friend who I told you I was talking to about this NYU stuff the other day had gotten an invite to an NYU alumni event here in Los Angeles, which they don't have. I'm sure they have more of them in New York because it's convenient, but they don't have them out here, even though a lot of NYU grads move out to Los Angeles, especially from the film and TV department, because I'm pretty sure Hollywood is still the capital of movie making, although it might be Vancouver at this point. I'm not 100% sure. In the past, I would not have gone because generally it, like I said, you know, in addition to letters and phone calls from NYU asking for money, I imagined if they did have an alumni event, it was to get people to give them money. You know, they want your money. That's it. But it's been so long, and I wanted to see if NYU had kind of gotten its shit together in the last 19 years and sort of become a more streamlined, excellent program, as opposed to what I often felt to me like a bunch of New York hucksters stealing money from people whose parents could afford the massive tuition that NYU. I think when I went, it was almost $20,000 a year just to go to the school, just to pay tuition. That's not housing or anything else. And now I heard, you know, it's like 80 grand to go there. I don't know if that's tuition or the whole kit and caboodle. I don't know. But 80 grand a year to go to this school. That's insane, especially for an acting education where most people, I think, who go and graduate from acting school never come anywhere near making as much money as they spent on the school as actors. They wind up doing something else so they can survive, or they switch careers so they can live more comfortably. That's the brutal reality of acting for a living. So I was curious, what's it going to be like? What's NYU up to now? So I was sort of just curious what the event would be like. So I got myself invited, essentially. I told my friend to, you know, send an email and see if he could get me on the list. And he did. And I was. So I went. It was at this place. I think it was called the Soho House or something like that. It's actually in the same building as my voiceover agency, on Sunset, and sort of at the west end of the strip, right before you get to, it's like right on the border of Beverly Hills and West Hollywood. So I went, and this place, it's a very exclusive restaurant, and they have little party rooms with bars in them for event like events like this. Apparently, the restaurant's very good, but they a lot of celebrities go there because it's very hard to get in. You actually go into the bottom of the building, even if you don't park, do the valet thing. If you park on the street and you walk in the building, you have to go down to the parking garage, underground parking level, and you have to sign in and get checked in, and then you go on a special elevator that only goes to the club. So you take that elevator to the club and you get off, and I got off the elevator to go to this NYU thing, and I got off, and there's this big winding staircase up to the fancy restaurant that I wasn't allowed to go up into. And there were some famous people on the stairs, including Sarah Silverman, which struck me as an incredible coincidence, or maybe the universe is trying to tell me something. I wish I could decipher it. But when I was at NYU, I used to see Sarah Silverman all the time because she did a lot of stand-up in the area, and then for whatever reason, you know, on Thanksgiving, we would be on the same trains to go back to Massachusetts together. I saw her on trains a lot on the holidays, so you know, it's just a lot of Sarah Silverman sightings. And I don't think she was. Maybe she was an NYU student. For all I know, she was. I don't really know. But the weird thing, all I'm saying, I never saw her in class or anything. So I, as far as I knew, she wasn't a student. She was just a stand-up comic. Was doing quite well for herself, even back then. Anyway, it was odd that, you know, I'm going to this NYU event, and there I pass by Sarah Silverman again. I mean, that's weird, right? A lot of Sarah Silverman, and I haven't seen Sarah Silverman in person since New York, and that's weird because she's out here all the time and doing her shows, and I listen to podcasts that she's on, but I've never seen her in the flesh in LA. And then boom, and I go to an NYU event, and for some weird reason, I see Sarah Silverman again. I mean, what the hell? How am I supposed to? What am I supposed to? How? What does that mean? Probably nothing. But it stuck in me. It stuck in my craw, and I can't chew it out of there. It's weird. But anyway, so I go to this event, and it was actually in two rooms, but I was led into one really small room that was like crammed with people and was really loud. And they were serving wine, white wine and red wine. And I had a glass of red wine. It was okay. And then for hors d'oeuvres, there was a giant pile of meat on a plate, on a platter. There was just a table covered in cold cuts. There wasn't any cheese. There were no crackers. There were no vegetables. And, you know, a plate of meat is fine. I'm fine with it. But, you know, a lot of people are vegetarians, including this friend of mine who got me invited. So he had nothing to eat. He had nothing to nosh on. And it was dinner. It was the dinner hour. They only rented the place from 6 to 8. So this university that charges gets 80 grand out of an individual every day, has an NYU alumni night where they serve beer and wine for 2 hours and offer a pile of meat, and that's it. It was, despite the club it was in being reputed, and I honestly wasn't that impressed with their little party rooms. You know, it was just a few pieces of furniture thrown into a room with a bar in one case, and in the other case it was just a room with a couple of pieces of furniture in it, one that held a platter of meat and the other that some lady stood at and sadly poured out wine. I mean, the employees there did not seem uber into their jobs, or maybe it was just they're used to serving the stuff to major celebrities, not a bunch of douchebags from New York that they've never seen or heard of. But you know, there were some very successful people there. My friend knew a guy who was there, who he introduced me to, who edits for I think Homeland was the show, which is, you know, a very successful, reputable program that I haven't seen because I don't get Showtime. I don't have that kind of money. Who does? Where do you people get the money for Showtime? I gotta rent the DVDs when they come out. Eventually, I'll look at Homeland. I look forward to Homeland. In any event, So, you know, I met a couple people and that was nice and got to talk to my friend and his wife and that was nice. And then the head of the film department was there and he was sort of, I guess, the host of the night. Although they kept dropping the names Tom Lennon and Robert Ben Grant, who are the guys from Reno 911 who've made a gazillion dollars writing screenplays for the Night at the Museum franchise and whatnot. They weren't there, but they kept saying their names. And then Amy Heckerling's name too. Amy Heckerling was there. She seemed like a nice woman. In any event, he gave a speech and he sort of said, I don't really want to give a speech, but I got to give a speech. And he had his iPad and he started talking about how, you know, it was up to us to help the students graduating from NYU currently, help them out, give them some guidance. You know, if we're ever in New York, we should come by the university and talk to the students and let them know how to make it in this, as he said, crazy business that we've all chosen to be a part of. And ha ha ha, isn't that funny? No, not really. It's not funny, dude. In 19 years since I left, and they asked me when I was leaving, like, what would you do to improve the program? And I said those very things, like, let us know how, when we get out of school, where do we go? What are we supposed to do? Where do we go to pay these dues I'm told that you need to pay in order to become a major actor? Where do you go to find an agent? How do you find an agent? How do you find a manager? How do you to have someone take you seriously when all you are is a guy with a BFA in acting? How do you make that happen? So in 19 years, it's pretty clear that they have not figured that out, because their answer was 19 years have gone by. And I think, according to my friend, there's only been one other alumni event in LA for NYU that he's even aware of, but they said that they want us to help the kids that they're teaching, and it's sort of like, really? Because I'm pretty sure most of these people have no idea how to make this happen, and it might be a little easier in film and TV on the technical aspect of things, to get jobs and work your way up. You start as a production assistant and work your way up. Not easy to get those jobs, either, to work your way up. But if you're an actor, there's no way. So, ultimately the evening, Before I wrap up on a negative note, there was a woman came up to me and she said, "Hey, do you commercial?" She said, "Are you an actor?" And I said, "Yeah." And she said, "Do you do commercials?" And I said, "Yeah, I do a lot of commercials when I'm lucky." And she said, "You're wonderful. You're wonderful. I'm so glad I figured that out. That was driving me nuts." And then she walked away and I was like, "Oh, well, that was nice. She said I was wonderful." Usually they just say, "Are you in commercials? I've seen you in commercials." And then they walk away and I don't know what to say, because that's not a compliment. It's just a statement of something that happened to them, that I was involved in tandem, I guess you'd say. But in any event, despite that wonderful moment and having a couple of nice conversations with other NYU grads who are very interesting, the night essentially served as a reminder that my college education, I'm pretty sure, was a sham, and it reawakened a bitterness that's been long dormant in me towards my alma mater. And the more I think about it, and this sounds crazy, but the more my advice to young actors would be, yeah, don't train at a university. Unless you want the college experience, it's not a good idea. In fact, you should try to get into acting and you know, just start waiting tables, start trying to get into plays, take some classes, but individual classes, especially from casting directors. So you can get in front of them. And that's a sham too, because they're just making money because they know a lot of actors are desperate to get in front of them and will actually pay for it. But you know what? You'll get in front of them, and that will help you more than going in front of an acting teacher at any university who is there because they didn't succeed as actors. Or they're filling in gaps in their income until they do, but they're never going to tell you, yeah, you're probably not gonna have any luck in this business, because then they won't have jobs. And I totally forgot about that feeling about NYU. And so in a way, I mean, I'm glad I went. Met a lot of cool people, none of whom can help me out on my career on any level. But I got a nice compliment, had a lot of nice conversations. But ultimately what the night did was reawaken my bitterness towards a university that didn't prepare me on any level for the profession that I chose as a young person. And I think I'm pretty rare that I've stuck it out this long under the circumstances that I have. Most of the people that I know, and I know very few people who are working actors who I went to college with, but the few I do are really successful and really wealthy and were already working when they were at NYU. So yeah, if you're thinking about it, I would say don't go to university, just get right into the business. And the younger you are, the better off you are, as far as creating a career that might, and this is still an off chance thing. I mean, you think about all the faces that you've seen through the years turn up in TV and movies that you don't see anymore. Sometimes you get lucky that one time. Other times you get lucky a lot of times. Sometimes you get so lucky it's like winning the lottery and you spend the rest of your life making a gazillion dollars per crappy movie. You know? But going to college to be an actor? No. No. And don't get me wrong. I got so many great friends out of that. I don't regret the life experience at all. But I do have a certain regret about it as far as my career. Because I wonder if I had jumped in, you know, if I had had the balls to not go to school and just come out to Hollywood and struggle, I wonder where I'd be right now. I wonder where I'd be. Because all NYU did was put it off for 4 years. That's all it did. So that's it. That's my rant about NYU. Disappointing. Disappointing alumni event. But, free wine. Toncast.